When you ask me, what does a person need to believe to be a Christian? You may not realize it, but there are actually two very distinct questions there. What does a person need to believe in order to be saved? What doctrines and truths does a person have to hold in order for other Christians to recognize him as a Christian? Those are two distinct ideas. First, what does the Bible say about being saved? Well, it gives you some answers. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So, a person has to believe something about the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 8, we have the case of the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip the evangelist. And when the Ethiopian eunuch wanted to be baptized, Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he gave what he believed. He believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. In Romans chapter 10, Paul said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul gives us the nearest thing to a definition of the gospel when he speaks of Christ dying for our sins according to the scriptures, being buried and rising again the third day according to the scriptures. Now, when you put all these together, you do have really what is an irreducible minimum as to the content of personal saving faith. It recognizes the person of Jesus Christ. He is God. He is the Son of God. He is the only Savior. He died for our sins. He died an atoning death. He rose again the third day from the dead. He is also the Lord. There is the recognition of Christ and the reception of Christ as Savior from sin and as Lord of the life. Now those are the things that right on the surface of Scripture, the Holy Ghost teaches, are the substance of that belief which lays a hold on Christ for salvation. But of course there are many other things about Christ. And when you ask me, do I recognize this or that person or this or that church or sect to be Christian, I'm going to look at the doctrines of Scripture. People who deny the Bible is the Word of God. People who deny the Holy Trinity. People who deny various of the great doctrines, especially the doctrine of justification by faith alone, in Christ alone, by the grace of God alone. People who deny these fundamental doctrines, I do not believe have any right for us to recognize them as Christians. But when a person comes to faith in Christ at the very first, it would be wrong for me to set down a whole systematic theology, as it were, and say you've got to learn all that before you come to Christ. No, that's not what the apostles did. They preached Christ, and as people responded in faith, they responded, as I have indicated, what I've called that irreducible minimum of content of saving faith. But saving faith is genuine living faith, and it will never fail. Never fail. As that person grows in knowledge and grace to embrace every fundamental doctrine of the Christian religion.